Signs of anemia are number 1, fatigue, number 2, pale colorless lips, number 3, pale flat nails. Children, for further details, you may refer to the table on page 36. Now children, we will talk about communicable diseases. For this, you may refer to page number 38. Now what are communicable diseases? These spread through contact, air, contaminated food or water. Cholera, typhoid, influenza, measles, chickenpox, jaundice, meningitis and malaria are some of the communicable diseases. We get infected when the germs of virus of a particular disease attack our bodies. The term germ includes bacteria, protozoa and virus. Bacteria cause diseases like diphtheria, tuberculosis, typhoid, pneumonia and meningitis. Protozoa cause diseases like malaria and amoebic dysentery. Virus cause diseases like common cold, polio, chickenpox, smallpox and measles. Communicable diseases spread in the following ways. Number 1, through air. Number 2, through food and water. Number 3, through direct contact. And number 4, through insect bites. Now children, we will talk about prevention and control of diseases. For this, you may refer to page number 39. Vaccination. We can inoculate or vaccinate people. An inoculation is given to a person by injecting a small dose of the germs that cause the disease. The body cells then build up a defense against the disease germs. The first vaccination against smallpox was tried by Dr. Edward Jenner in 1798. Water for drinking should be treated with potassium permanganate or lal dawai. Now children, what we should do to control the spread of diseases? To control the spread of diseases, we should number 1. Ventilate the house well to allow the fresh air to circulate. Number 2. Keep water and food well covered and clean. Number 3. Boil milk to kill the germs it contains. Number 4. Keep the surroundings clean by using disinfectants. Number 5. Get ourselves vaccinated. Now children, we come to the last part, which is community sanitation. For this, you may refer to page number 40. We will discuss about some of the preventive measures of community sanitation. Exposed garbage and other waste materials help in breeding of flies, mosquitoes and other insects which carry the germs of diseases. Therefore, proper and quick disposal of waste is essential for the health of the community. Rubbish, garbage and waste from the houses, from animal and vegetable sources should be deposited in compost pits. Compost serves as a good manure for the soil. If the waste materials are utilized in a proper way, they can be a great value to plants. We should not burn the waste materials instead of dumping them in the open. Burning of garbage in the open causes air pollution. We should not throw garbage everywhere. We should take care to keep our surroundings clean and safe from flies, mosquitoes, rats, etc. Three important steps that need to be taken for waste disposal are number 1. Quick collection. Number 2. Effective transportation. Number 3. Proper disposal. The waste deposited in the temporary refuse dumps is collected and transported to the disposal areas. If refuse lies in open dumps for several days, it causes serious health hazards to the entire community. With this, we come to the end of our explanation. Thank you.